The Burt Show.
And before we go on, producer Carl here wants to know he's not down with any of this ghost stuff that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I believe it. You know, I know it's out there. But just kind of like, I'm a big believer in the old cliche, look and you shall see, right? You shall find, or whatever it says. But I think
seek
that...
Seek and you shall find?
Something like that. But I just think that when you
Such
invite...
Such a philosopher.
Right, you know. But I just think that when you're looking for those spirits and things that's out there, then that you invite them to your world, you know?
Are you superstitious, Carl?
Very.
That's yeah. why, Carl, we did you know, we did the broadcast from the haunted place last year on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And we had wanted to do that for like 5 years, but Bert wouldn't because he was convinced they were going to follow him home.
Yeah, and I was...
Oh, you feel... I didn't know you felt like that either.
I was scared about it, but I'm not anymore. But I was, yeah. I didn't want to do it.
You know what they told us there?
And stuff.
You know what they told us there?
What's that?
Carl, they said, in the EVP, they said, tell them we're not dead. That was
really?
One of the things they
yeah.
said.
No
I
kidding,
missed,
dude.
I missed that one. Now, let me ask you real quick. Mm-hmm. Since you've been there, since you've invited those ghosts to your home.
Yeah.
Into your world.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been more stuff going on with you that you recognize?
No. Well, I did have that freaky thing that happened with the television. Remember I was telling you guys?
TV just, turning on randomly?
Yeah. TV
was
turning
that after
on.
After that or before that?
No, this was just a couple of weeks ago. Remember
oh,
I said on my computer
one.
In the morning, it's like 4:15, 4:30 in the morning, and I'm prepping the show here, and all of a sudden the TV goes on. TV goes off.
This is Little Flower, and I remind Hubert that you are an endorser of Comcast, so I'm going to turn on your TV. This is Little Flower, and
we had
here
a psychic.
Comes the Indian.
A yeah. supposed, finger quote, psychic.
Yeah, that came in and did one of those readings for us, and she turned it
about. It was
about,
a seance.
It was a seance, that's
yeah.
right.
Oh.
About 9 different personalities. No, dude, you don't
See,
have
and
any
I
more.
See, and I wouldn't go in that one. Yeah. I wouldn't go in that one. When I walked in, they were all laughing. I thought, oh, well.
Hey, y'all wild. Y'all well. Wild bunch.
Ha! This is Little Flower, and Carl, my prediction for you is you should not hire a psychic off Craigslist. Because they are
feels
terrible.
Like that we are bringing the karma to him just by osmosis, just by y'all being
yeah.
in the room with us.
I'm out of here. I'm back to Studio B.
Will you even listen? Will you even listen to it?
Now I'll listen, but because I, you know,
from another room
is there. But no, I'm not in here. I'm not going on any ghost rides and hunts and all that stuff. You know, I'm in my world. They let them stay in their world.
Ghost got a family plan. Also, you may pick up the phone. It's a ghost. You're answering calls.
Hey man, no 70 years. I talked to him.
He's in there burning candles, saying prayers.
Right?
He's got every holy book that they can find stacked up with his hands on every one of them.
He's throwing incense and water at the phone.
So, I mean, if you believe, then this audio we're going to play for you here in a couple of seconds is really going to freak you out.
It's definitely some of the best audio we've ever captured. Absolutely. And it very much did start off, like Melissa was saying, let's just see what we get. We didn't set up the video equipment. We just went in with some recorders, played around with it, see what we would get. We started the night off. It was...
Let me just reset it here for just 1 second. So Andy's here from Atlanta Ghost Hunters. And a couple of minutes ago, he was telling this really personal story he has that is based on the following audio we're going to play for you. That he and a high school friend used to hang out with each other all the time. They lost contact with each other. The dude's name is Matt. He was killed in an ATV accident. And what Andy does here is he goes and he sets up equipment in different homes to try to find voices of ghosts. So he was contacted by Matt's wife, Melissa, who's on the phone with us right now. And the stuff that he found in that house was really, really, really freaky. He wasn't expecting it, but he's going to detail for you stuff that was flying around the home. And the audio he's brought in for us this morning is crystal clear. So we'll get to that in just 1 second. Matt's cousin, Jennifer, has called into the show. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
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 Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey. I know. Melissa and I actually never met. We're friends on Facebook until the funeral. Matt and I had really lost touch as we grew up. I'm closer to age with his sister, Haley, but he always, you know, bothered us when we were playing as kids and played tricks on us and took toys and did the big brother thing, but I usually not listening at this time because I have my daughter in the car, so I just thought it was, I don't know, pretty insane.
So you had
when I heard, just as soon as I turned on the radio, that's what was on, and before I even got into the details, I was like, oh my gosh, I think he's talking about Matt.
Yeah, this is probably going to be emotional for you here over the next couple of minutes.
I think so, and I have to be at work, so I'm like, but I wanted to call in and just say, you know, I don't know. I can't even think now. It's just unbelievable. I'm glad you got to connect with him again, Melissa.
Well, let me say, can I say something?
Sure.
Because when we started this, we were, and whoever Carl is, I don't know who Carl is, but I heard Carl, and I totally agreed with Carl. Like, I'm of this frame of mind, like, and Andy would tell you this, because when stuff was going on at the house, I was like, oh, my God, I was totally like, this is so crazy. I'd never expecting like that. And then we started playing the voices for me. I was like, oh, okay, I've opened the portal to hell in my home, and all these demons and spirits are coming. So it kind of freaked me out. And I think that when you do that, like, I agree with him. Like, I think that, you know, I'm not saying, you know, that it was just Matt here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that naive. I think that there were other, and obviously from the tapes, there was a lot of other voices. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's see.
I want to make that clear. And then after, you know, all that happened, I did have my house, like, cleansed, you know, and, like, purified, because I'm like that, too. Like, I think if you invite spirits to come in, you open yourself up, then you are opening yourself up for a lot more activity.
Okay, well, let's hear what you got.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the night began. Myself and a friend went up to the gravesite and just kind of sat down. We talked to Matt and said, "Look, you know, if you're here, we're going to be over at your house. We'd love to communicate with you. I'm sure Melissa would love to hear, you know, just a simple 'I love you,' just something, you know, to give her some sort of sign to let her know that you're still there." We started off the investigation, just kind of like most investigations. Normally, they're very quiet, asking a few questions. Honestly, most ghost hunts are very boring because the audio typically you don't get until after you go back and listen to what you recorded. I'd say maybe about 20, 30 minutes into it, Matt's brother-in-law, who was with Matt when he passed away, he kind of got comfortable enough to ask his first question. And as soon as he said his first question, there was a knock right behind his head. And we were like, okay, Matt, you know, if that was you, give us another sign to let us know that you're here. And out of the blue, we just heard something bang in their family room. Just, we heard a very loud bang. Oh. So we turned the light on, trying to find out what this noise was. And right on, up against their wall, they've got a very long bookcase. And a yellow crayon had flown across the room and had snapped. And when it hit the bookcase, so we, you know, turned the lights on. We're going, holy crap. She had just cleaned the house. She knows that crayon was not there. You know, if that had been the only thing that had happened, I still would have been thrilled. You know, an object flying in the room, completely awesome, you know, flipping out. So we you know, we kind of got our nerves back together, turned the lights off. That was in, they kind of have two family rooms. So that was in one family room, went into another family room. We were sitting there, and out of the blue, we're sitting on their sofa and love seat. And again, there's a total of four of us in the room. A double-A battery, just drops out of nowhere and rolls about 6 feet. And it's rolling towards us. So there's no way that any of us could have possibly done this, to make a battery drop and roll directly towards where we are.
Where did it drop from? Was it,
we have no idea. Have absolutely no idea where this thing came from. So at this point, we've got the crayon. We've got a battery. Now, if you want to play the clip, it's labeled battery. You'll hear how long this... 5'8".
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
How far this battery rolls, and then you'll hear us, you know, at this point, completely wigging out.
Do you hear everything that goes on in the house on a day-to-day basis?
That was weird.
That looked like it was weird. All right, so we're gonna play a little trick here.
So that sound at the end there,
that
was
sound
the
was the battery rolling. Now, I apologize, that clip was so long. What I was about to say, I was saying I want to play a little trick here, and I was going to knock, you know, three times, please repeat the knocks that I do. And as soon as I say I want to play a little trick here, boom, the battery drops, and you can hear, I hate that I didn't isolate it a little bit more, but that battery rolls at least a good 6 or 7 feet and stops on the baseboard, which again is heading directly towards us. So there's, the only way we were able to repeat this is kind of do like a bowling move with this thing. You know, you kind of have to underhand it and roll it across the floor for it to not spin out of control and have a perfectly placed battery where it wound up landing. So again, we've got the crayon, we've got the battery. We're kind of flipping out at this point, trying to figure out what's going on. So leading into the next one, we're leaving that family room and we heard a coin drop. I mean, it was a distinct noise. It's got hardwood floors. It was the distinct sound of a coin drop. So we all start scouring the floor to see where this coin came from, and directly in front of one of the bedroom doors in his room, in his house, there was a penny sitting heads up in the perfect center of the threshold of this door. I think it was the playroom to Ella's room, if I'm not mistaken. So we're all kind of freaking out. You'll hear at the beginning of this clip, all of us are talking really, really loud because we're very excited about all the mm-hmm. stuff that's going on. We're basically saying, you know, what else can you do? And Melissa's kind of saying, what else do you want him to do? You know, he's already done this stuff. And then the right in the center of this, there's a pause of kind of us getting our breath. A voice clearly responds, why the hell not?
Whoa!
Oh, no!
Wow.
Okay, now that's not somebody in the room.
Absolutely
with you again.
Not. Absolutely not. You can hear them. We're screaming. I mean, when we're talking, our voices are so high because of the how much excitement we had. It was impossible. Normally, I try and keep my voice, you know, pretty levelized. That way, we can hear what we're talking about. We were so excited. We weren't even really even keeping in the mind that we were recording at this point. So what was being said is, you know, what else can you do? Melissa's saying, what else do you need him to do? And right in the middle of it is when we caught that. Why the hell not?
You've got. Extremely does that sound clear. Like yeah. his voice?
That's where Melissa and I, you know, definitely agree. It does not sound like his voice.
It does okay. not.
I don't know if if this is him. I don't know if you take your same voice box and all that stuff. If you still have the same voice after you pass away.
This is creepy. Mm-hmm.
I told you, man.
It gets better, though. There's still some really, really amazing audio that happened that night. But that one, absolutely clear, no doubt about it, clearly says why the hell not. It was not any of us that was in the room at the time. And again, it was talking about things, you know, what else can you do? You don't really need to because he's done so much already. But it wasn't over at that point. So at this point, we've got the crayon, we've got a battery, we've got the coin. All three of these things have happened. We go back into the family room, the first family room that we started in, and we kind of had some of Matt's personal items out on a coffee table. And one of those personal items was a tooth, a wisdom tooth that had been pulled. It was really just creepy looking because it still had the roots. You know, it just looked like a textbook science
sexy.
Book kind of tooth, and it was in a little package, or a little Ziploc bag. And that had been moved off of the counter, off of the coffee table, about 5 or 6 feet off of the table. Onto the floor. And I guarantee you, none of us were touching any of Matt's stuff. I mean, that stuff was there just to see, you know, if he wanted to make any presents known. But we were laughing all night long about this tooth and just kind of how creepy it was. But let me just preface, Matt was by far the coolest dude I've ever met in my entire life before he passed away. And from the things that we experienced, he's definitely the coolest dead person I've ever met. He's absolutely, by
far. All the
other
guys are like, what?
Come on now.
He's amazing. If this truly was Matt, the things that happened this night were just out of this world. Now, I'll kind of get into a couple of the other EVPs that we caught. They don't necessarily know exactly because the time that the accident occurred, he was kind of 50 yards ahead of the person that was behind him on the other four-wheeler. So the accident happened without anybody seeing it. His brother-in-law came up on the accident after, you know, obviously it had happened at that point. But we did catch a very strange EVP that says, shh. Car involved.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear that whisper? Yeah. Let me play it again here. So, it's clear as day, right?
Yeah,
there.
It is. So, you know, not necessarily saying that there was a car involved in this, but, you know, because we don't know the circumstances of what happened at the time of the accident, but that. Who knows? Are they trying to give us a hint? I don't know. But it definitely says, shh, car involved.
Wow.
Now, at this point, the next clip is pretty wild. Again, as we mentioned, his name is Matt. And this one, again, you'll hear us kind of off in the distance. The recorder's just sitting down. You hear off in the distance talking. And right up on the recorder, a voice says, Matt. And then there's a pause. And then it says, Matt's home.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Right, so again, you can hear us off in the distance.
Yeah. It's a totally separate voice from all of you.
Yeah. Oh. There's no doubt about it. And like I said, the recorder's just sitting completely still, nobody there. And that very first Matt is right up on the recorder. I mean, you can just kind of hear the breath on the microphone itself.
Damn.
Wow.
All right, now this last clip that we'll play, absolutely wild. This does sound like something Matt would say, and again, it's just in a moment of silence, just clearly just a burst that says, "What's up?"
What?
That's the one. When I heard it, I thought, okay, this is fake. Yeah. I think this is Andy. He's jacking with us. There's no way. I mean, the ghost doesn't say what's up.
There's no way I would ever do that to Melissa. There's no way that I would put Melissa in a position of jacking with such an emotional event in her life. Mm-hmm. Plus, the things that occurred that night, Melissa knows that I'm not jacking with her. She absolutely knows that. And like I said, the things that happened that night, the last thing that happened at the very end of the investigation was a crayon in one of their family rooms literally just dropped out of the ceiling. So two crayons, a coin, the tooth, and the battery all moved. And this investigation didn't last even maybe 2 hours. So five physical things were thrown. There's so many more. We've got audio of all the batteries being dropped, the crayons being dropped, all that stuff. We'll put all those up on the website so everybody can hear every part of the investigation. It was an unbelievable night.
I mean, those are clear as day right there.
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
there are more that we just can't get to this morning, but you can go and check them out over at theburtshow.com.
Amazing.
Wow, thanks for coming in, man.
Thank
that
you,
stuff
guys.
Is,
absolutely.
Stuff
yeah.
right
thanks
there,
to
man.
Melissa for sharing it with us.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Be
absolutely.
Tough.
Thank
totally.
You, Melissa.
Hey, The Burt Show.